Jail mail.
Yes, it's that time again. Fridays at 3 o'clock. People actually literally locked up in the Twin Falls County Jail right in to 98.3 The Snake. And I didn't start this. They did. And I just started reading their letters and snowballed from there. P.O. Box 1259, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303 are my physical location if you'd like to write in. Last time we heard from Chris Taylor, and there was kind of a big hullabaloo because this guy is actually in jail right now because he shot a Jerome officer. And hey, I never condone those types of actions. That ain't cool, man. But let me just, here, I'll get you caught up to speed. Here's what happened last week.
Hey, Kendra, this is an avid listener who was just looking up a way to email you listening to the Chris Taylor thing, because I was going to tell you he's a cop shooter, and he definitely is. I work for a doctor that he sees. And that I don't love jail mail, and I'm sorry it's back. You've obviously never been a victim of a crime. And then I'm afraid I'm going to turn the station at 3 o'clock for a while, but listen to you all the other times. Bye.
Okay, so I aired that, and then this call came next.
Hi, this is a message for Kendra for the jail mail segment. I was hoping I could read something to you from the 1200 block at Twin Falls County Jail. Dear Kendra, as a community of sinners, we would like to express our appreciation for maintaining a level of humanity for those who continue to be victims of our past and mistakes. Thank you, Kendra and the station, for lending us a voice and including us as members of the Twin Falls community. Your devoted listeners, that's the 1200 block, Twin Falls County Jail. Thanks, Kendra. If you could read that, I'd appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to know you guys are listening, and I totally get both sides. I really do. And I love the feedback because, you know, if we're not talking, then there's a big problem there. All right, so Chris Taylor was obviously listening also. He wrote in again. Chris Taylor, currently locked up in the Twin Falls County Jail. And yes, he is allegedly, he shot an officer in Jerome. Okay, he wrote in, Kendra, please read this first. Hey, sorry you're taking so much bleep from all the haters out there that don't even know me. Yeah, I screwed up and messed up the rest of my life. I have no future and lost everything I love. I hate myself and think about what I did every day. I've never cried so much in my whole life. I'm not a bad person. I got a family and people that love me too, just like everybody else. Nobody knows what I was going through that day. I was not thinking straight and my head was all messed up. I just broke up with my girlfriend. I was messing up on a felony probation and was up for 4 days high on meth. Damn. I was all depressed and suicidal. I didn't want to go back to prison for 4 to 10 years. I had a gun and was going to shoot myself, but I didn't have the guts. I was on my way out to my dad's to talk to him, and that's when I got pulled over, and I didn't mean to hit the officer. I just wanted him to kill me, but it didn't happen that way. I wish I could go back in time and change things, but I can't, and I'm sorry. If I had it my way, I'd let the officer take me out back and put a bullet in me and put me out of my misery. Damn, dude. I just want to tell Officer Clark and his family I'm so sorry and didn't mean for any of this to happen. And I want to tell all the young kids out there that are getting high, depressed, or suicidal that life is short. Don't waste it on getting high. Stay in school and make something of yourself. And have a family and live a good life. And to all the younger people that think I'm cool for doing what I did, I'm not. It was the dumbest thing I've ever done. It's ruined my life. I'm never going to be able to be with my girlfriend, get married, have kids, watch my nieces and nephews grow up, go to my mom and dad's funeral. Nothing. I have no life anymore. Just think stuff through before you act. There's no worse feeling in life than knowing yours is over. Thank you, Kendra. Can you read this on the air or not? Yeah, I just did. If I can help just one or two kids out there going through a rough time in their life, it will make me feel better about myself and what I've done. And I'd like to, if you can tell my girlfriend, Beth, I love her, miss her, and dedicate Candle Boxes Far Behind to her. Sincerely, Chris Taylor. Wow. It's yours, man. Good luck with everything. Far Behind from Candlebox going out to Beth. He loves you. He misses you. This one's from Chris Taylor, locked up currently in the Twin Falls County Jail. It's jail mail.